been a few days that have passed now, and you can look at things from the video coverage from the other side of the pitch. It doesn't look great, but from where we were sat, you know, in my opinion, it's a fair tackle. But in this day and age, like I said after the game, there's that many things now that goes with tackling in this day and age. You know, someone said 5 years ago you get away with a tackle like that, but you know, we don't want to take the tackling out of the sport, because it's one of the big things. It's something that builds momentum. It gets people off the seats in the crowd. But you can't go off your feet into the tackle. It wasn't a two-footed lunge, but it was classed as, you know, being out of control, endangering the opponent. But from where we were sat in the dugout, and anyone on this side of the pitch would have seen that he's won the ball, took the ball, and then Billy Key's gone in afterwards. So, as I said on the day, and I stick by it, some referees probably could have let it go. Some could have given a yellow, some could have given a red. Unfortunately for us, it was a red card. And as I say, from the video coverage of it, it doesn't look great from that side. But, you know, it's totally different from that side. It's a long way away. So it's hard to appeal, because we don't think we'd win the appeal. So we've just got to take it on the chin, and Verdane's got to take it on the chin.
That's a blow, isn't it, losing him for, what, three games?
Yeah, it's a big blow. So was, you know, he's been a good player for us so far, and he'll only get better. Obviously, he had a little bit of an injury to his ankle that he picked up, which kept him out for two games. But you know, he's got plenty of time on his hands to get back, and there's a long season ahead. So it'll be a big miss for us. But, you know, I always say, door opens for someone else to come in and stake their claim now. But he's done well for us, Verdane, as I say. I think he'll get better and better. You know, he's absolutely gutted that he's you know, he's going to be missing the games, and certainly going back to Notts County with one of his previous clubs, and with him being injured and only just coming back. So disappointment in that respect. But as I say, the signs are okay at the minute, but we'll take the defeat on the chin. And we've tried to put it right this week by plenty of DVD analysis on the games recently, plenty of stuff on the training ground, and now, you know, we look forward to the next challenge, and hopefully we can put it right and get ourselves a result.
Notts County have started well, haven't they? They struggled last season, but they've started well this time round.
That's right, new manager, got it, you know, they're a big club at the level. You only have to look at the squad, see what they've got available, bringing the likes of Brisley, who's been a, you know, top player at the level, and they've got Stead and Amiobi. Louis Alexander's on the bench, coming off the bench and scoring at the minute. Forte's a good player. Plays all over the pitch. So we know going there it'll be a difficult game for us, like any game at the level is. I say it every week. But everyone's capable of beating anyone else. You know, they have had a decent start, but within that decent start, there is signs that we've picked up on where we could maybe exploit one or two of their weaknesses. But they have got big strengths. You know, they're a big, strong physical side. They're big on set plays. They get the ball forward into the experienced duo of Stead and Amiobi, who be handful for any defence at this level. So we go there with the positive mindset. You know, we've taken the positives from the week of training, and we're taking the positives from the DVD analysis that we've done, and we've also looked over where we need to tighten up. But we're capable. We know we're capable. The pressure's on them. They're at home. But we beat them twice last year when probably no one would give us a chance of winning. So hopefully we can go there and give a good account of ourselves and take a positive result again. But we know it'll be a tough game. They've started well overall, but it's a challenge we're looking forward to.
And a landmark game for your keeper, Barry Roach. 500th career appearance in the league, I think. Quite an achievement.
It is, yeah. And, you know, credit to him. He's a great professional. You know, goes about his job in the right manner, trains well, you know, looks after himself. As with any keeper, it's a strange one to keep a position, because it is a specialised position, but everyone, you only need to get beaten by one shot or make one mistake and everyone thinks, oh, that's the end of your finish. But, you know, there's been people who have probably doubted Barry Roach a couple of times over the time he's been here, but he's kept coming back and proving people wrong. I think he's been outstanding for us. If you put everything in the pot, what he's done for the community, what he's done for the football club, he's an absolute credit to himself, his family, and to our football club as well. He's been here a long time. This is his 10th year. To make that many appearances, you know, throughout his career, he's been outstanding, and he's playing well as well. So he's a good lad. He's a good goalkeeper. It's a great landmark for him, and credit where credit's due. He's one of the best in the business.
Any other injury concerns?
We've had a couple. We've had a little one with Reece Turner, who's had a hamstring for the last couple of weeks on and off that we've had to monitor. A couple of bumps and bruises. Tom had a dead leg. He's missed a couple of days. You know, Kenyon's been out with a bit of a knee injury. Wildig's been out with a little bit of a knee injury as well. So they're making decent enough progress, but we've still got a little bit of time. we'll be without Verdane Oliver. Thankfully for us, the other injuries are just minor ones, and they'll be touch and go over the weekend. If it's not this weekend, it could be Tuesday or the following Saturday, so they are short term, but we'll have to see what we've got.